when the world speaks of maturity, it speaks of a sensible person that has good qualities and good behavior. In ander woorde, dis iemand wat sin kan maak van die lewe. Hy het goeie karaktereienskappe, hy het goeie kwaliteite. Dis wat die wêreld dink. En as 'n mens kyk na wêreldse volwassenheid, dan kyk ons na kan die ou sekere verantwoordelikhede vervul en doen? Kan die ou dit doen? As ons na skrif kyk, is dit maar 'n klein gedeelte van volwassenheid. Skrif kyk net na christelike karakter, Christlikeness. That's how scripture sees maturity. So, and it's not on there, it's just a context that I'm giving. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 13, scripture says, I'm writing to you fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I'm writing to you young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. And in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 to 3, it says, like newborn babies, crave spiritual milk. So skrif maak het duidelik, daar's babas, daar's kinders, daar's jong man en vroue, en daar's haar vaders. Ons gaan terugkom nog na dit toe. En in detail daarna kyk, dit is die nuwe E3 wat besig is om geskryf te word, waar ons net allemaal een geleentheid gee, hulle moet vaststel, is hulle nog babas? Is hulle kinders? Is hulle jong manne? Jong vrouwe en of is hulle vaders. En is interessant as ek die studie maak en die goed deur bid, wat verwag word van elkeen. Give it. You know, like fathers, in scripture, fathers think of nations. Fathers don't think of themselves anymore. Father Abraham, he thought of the nations. Father Abraham knew how to walk with a lifestyle of stewardship. Not only finances, but he knew how to walk in it. Fathers think of the future, and fathers think of discipling. Fathers think in terms of discipling nations. Interessant, as die mense na skrif gaan kyk. Young men, they know how to overcome, as the scripture says. Now, fathers, ek gaan nou net ietsie ingooi, as kom weer terug. Fathers are friends of God. Not everybody is God's friend. Ons weet, ons sing, I am a friend of God, en ons maak akkelkies. Not everybody is God's friend. You grow into friendship with God. Abraham was God's friend. Moses was God's friend. David was God's friend, but they grew in that. Young men know how to overcome. In ander woorde, hulle word nie meer vasgevang deur die goed hier nie. Hulle oorkom, hulle weet hoe om te oorkom. Children, they've settled the sonship issue. Ek weet wie ek is in God, ek weet hy is lief vir my. Children have settled that. Babes, they must still settle that question. They know they're saved. Babiekies weet ek is gered. En dit werk precies so. So, ons kom terug hierna toe julle. Ons gaan lekker hieroor praat. Dat gaan ons verskrikkelijk baie help. Van God moet nou dit met ons doen. En in daardie context van volwassenheid wil ek julle moet vanochtendse preek in die bergpredikasie verstaan. Die bergpredikasie is grotendeels, as een mens na kyk, young men, fathers. Maar ek sal jou sê, is hoe meer ek nou dier die bergpredikasie gaan, Marissa, kom ek maar achter. Daar is maar nog baie dinge wat kort kom in my leven. There's really a lot of things, and I'm honest about it. And I'm right there where God wants me to be, and I'm saying, God, you do what you do best. Be God in my life, please. And so one of the things that I've noticed right now within church, there's a lot of people offended in church. Hulle het aanstoot geneem. They're really offended. And offense is a very big pain, a real big pain within church. But I've also noticed, most of the people in this stage that's offended in church is people that live with secret sin. Secret sin will always kill the freedom of the Holy Spirit. Sondes wat ons in ons geheim doen, wat ons nie meer uitkom nie, sal ons altyd aanstoot laat neem en kwaad laat wees vir ander mense. Want geheimsinnige sondes onderdruk die werking van die Heilige Gees. Dit bedroef het.
Then there's a second group of people that I see in church regularly, and that is people that do not understand submission. They don't understand being undercover. If you don't understand submission, if you don't understand being undercover, you will always be offended. There's altijd die toeskouers wat die hardste skree en raas. En hulle wil altijd vir die ref sê hoe hy die match moet blaas. Because it's great to stand on the outside of the game and give a critique like Barry Ronger. Julle ken vir hom, of wat sê, Leon van Nierop, wat mos altijd sulke kritiek skryf oor die flicks. Is lekker om soos hulle te wees. Maar is baie moeilik om kritiek te gee wanneer jy in die gemors is, saam met allemaal. Want dan kom jy gauw achter my tekortkominge, ek kan nie te veel daar skietie, want hier sê wat jy weet, things are not right. And so it has to do with maturity, volwassenheid. Ek staan verstom hoe ek baie keer in my kop dink hoe ek nou een situasie moet hanteer, en as ek na skrif gaan kyk en na Jesus, is specifiek net, jy weet mos as iemand, as jy mangelontsteking het, nee, en die dokters kyk in jou keel, hulle moet uit, nou weet ek, kry daai type gevoel, Here, jy moet help. En so ek wil vir allemaal van julle sê, mense, asseblief, embrace die seisoen vir wat het is. Kom van die kantlyn af, word deel van die wedstryd. Raak betrokke daar. En is baie belangrik, kom in die lig met die sondes wat jy in die duisternis doen. Dit gaan jy altyd offend. And I'm not saying that facetiously, as I've said, dis nie met wrede intensies wat ek het noem nie. Ouens, ons kan nie so aangaan nie. Daar kan ek een stoelkie kry, kan haas het met vier gaste, dat is ek Dr. Moses. En iemand kan Dr. Phil wees. En ons kan maar vir Oprah ook nooi. Forgive me, Oprah, if I have sinned. We're not dealing with Oprah or Dr. Phil or Dr. We're dealing with God. God. En ons kan hom nie nader op ons sekulêre humanistiese manier en verwag hy met ons praat nie. Christ doesn't understand it. Are you with me? So that is why when I'm working through the Sermon on the Mount, God is challenging me massively in terms of every area of my life. And so this morning we're looking at Matthew chapter 5 verse 7, which says, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Geseend is die wat barmhartig is, want aan hulle sal barmhartigheid bewys word. And the reason why we need to do this one, I believe, this morning is God wants to show something from within our heart. We don't understand God's mercy. Ons verstaan nie God se barmhartigheid nie. En God wil hierdie jaar vir ons sleutels gee, dit is ook die thema van ons konferensie, die sleutels van David, the keys of David. God really wants us to give us keys to live victoriously. God doesn't want us to live with offense. God doesn't want us to live with anger and hatred and bitterness. He doesn't want us to live like that, because that's not how God created us to be. God doesn't want us to have an issue-driven life. That's why he's called a merciful God. Hy is 'n barmhartige God, want hy wil nie, ons moet die hele tyd so gefokus wees op alles wat negatief en verkeerd is. He really wants us to take us from a place from glory to glory and strength to strength. And so we need to look at this. But now, to understand what Jesus meant when Jesus said, you must be merciful, you will receive mercy.